Featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas, the South Point Studios, streaming at YouTube. We welcome you to the show, and we invite you, if you haven't already, to try YouTube. Just go to YouTube. When you get onto YouTube, hit the search bar, go to the search bar for South Point Studios, and then you'll get to us, and then you can click on our show, and then you can see and hear us on the Race Day Show each and every day at this time, except Monday and Tuesday, of course. And, of course, you can join the chat room as well. Now, all you have to do to get to the chat room is subscribe. You hit the subscribe button. It is free. There's no charge to you. Just hit subscribe, and you're off and running, chatting with a whole bunch of other people on the chat box here on the Race Day Show. And we also welcome all of our listeners running around town here in Las Vegas, listening to our anchor station for Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. That is our radio outlet here. And don't forget that Sports Talk 1400 AM is broadcasting all of the USC Trojan football games, which means they'll be broadcasting their football games on Saturday. And on Sundays, they have the rights to rebroadcast and broadcast live all of the Los Angeles Rams games in the NFL. So keep it on Sports Talk 1400 AM if you're running around town. And, of course, we have our streaming at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, got them all. And, of course, your apps for your devices. I can't forget that, my goodness. Your apps for your iPhones and your Androids, the KSHP app will get you listening to us on the radio side of it. And the YouTube app, of course, will get you watching and listening to us on the YouTube streaming. Now, those apps are available at your app stores for your Androids and your iPhones and your Googles, I guess. They got Google phones now, too. In any case, you can get it at the App Store and, of course, wherever you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday. Well, what do we have here? We've got exactly 20 days now, 4 hours, 35 minutes, and 37 seconds and counting until the start of the two-day Breeders' Cup Championship, which will happen on Friday, November the 1st. Now, with only 20 days to go, we're going to go over really quickly again all of the celebrations that they're going to have here at the South Point Complex and over the airwaves for Breeders' Cup this year. First of all, on Wednesday, the 30th of this month, on the Wednesday coming up before Breeders' Cup, at 4 p.m. right here at the YouTube South Point Studio streaming site, from the South Point Studios, we'll be doing a special Breeders' Cup special show with our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo, and a couple of other guest handicappers that I'm sure you'll enjoy listening and watching. And that'll happen on Wednesday, October 30th at 4 p.m. Pacific time only on the South Point Studios YouTube streaming network. Won't be on any of the other platforms that we have, only that one. All right. Then on Friday, November 1st, the first day of the two-day Breeders' Cup Championships, right after the Breeders' Cup is concluded at Del Mar on day one, that's November the 1st, Friday, we'll be in the Grandview Lounge, and the Grandview Lounge is adjacent to the racebook here at the South Point, with our annual Breeders' Cup seminar. That'll also feature Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo and myself. In the Grandview Lounge, it's a beautiful setup. It's a lounge setup. You just go there and relax and watch the seminar. It'll also be streaming on the South Point website. Go to the South Point website, then you get to the racebook. You click on the icon that says streaming for the seminar, and you'll be able to see us if you're not here in Las Vegas and around the world. And, of course, the next day will be the big championship day of the two-day Breeders' Cup Championships, and that'll be the big day of racing, Saturday, November 2nd. We'll be in the big grand ballroom upstairs, big, huge ballroom that has huge screens to watch all of the racing. The smaller TVs will also bring in the other racetracks of the day. Big bank of betting windows. You'll have kiosks if you like to bet through the kiosk. It'll have food and drink specials going on. And the big banquet tables holds between 8 and 10 people. You can get there, bring your friends, have a party, just spread out all of your betting paraphernalia you need and enough room for your food as well, and enjoy the day of the races with me and John and Jonathan. We'll be here also for the grand ballroom there, and there will be prize giveaways throughout the day in the grand ballroom as well, all of which I just explained to you is free, F-R-E-E, free, including parking your car in the parking lot here, so it's free. So you got 20 days. 4 hours, 32 minutes, and 39 seconds and counting until you can get set and ready to go with us for the Breeders' Cup this year here at the South Point. All right, let's take a look at the weather. Across the country, you got Miami 83, Tampa 86, New York City 76, Chicago 68, Los Angeles, Southern California, where Santa Anita's at, 81 degrees. And in Phoenix, Arizona, still over 100. Phoenix, Arizona, 104 will top out today in Phoenix, the hottest spot in the country. here in Las Vegas right now. It's 67 degrees outside and a beautiful morning here. We're going to get up to 97 in the foreseeable future. No more 100-degree weather here in Las Vegas. We'll top off at 97 today, but as always, fast, firm, and perfect, as you know, in the race books, certainly here at the South Point. Something really, really weird happened yesterday. Now, you know, we get a lot of cancellations, racetrack cancellations. We get a lot of them. And for most of the time, it's because of either unsafe racing conditions on the racetrack due to bad weather, or bad weather itself can cancel the races at the racetrack. Usually, that is 99% of the time reasons why you cancel racing. But yesterday, there was a new one at Aqueduct. Now, when we left the show, everything, all systems are go at Aqueduct. And as the press and the officials and all of the people started assembling and coming into the racetrack at Aqueduct, all of the officials and the press boxes at the top of the grandstand. It sits right at the top of the grandstand. And when they started making their way up there, there was just an absolute permanent odor of chemicals. And it got to a point where it became dangerous health-wise for these all of these people to be up there. Now, you get your track announcer, you get your stewards, you have your placing judges, your photo finish guy, and all the press that are up there. So they made a decision before the races that they had to cancel the races because it was unhealthy air quality at the higher levels of the racetrack. And so one asks why. Well, Resorts World, that has a casino adjacent now to Aqueduct, is now the owner. They decided to redo the entire roof of not only the Resorts World building, but the Aqueduct grandstand building. The entire top was redone. I don't know what chemicals they used, but they redid the entire roof for sealing purposes, I guess anticipating the winter, and never notified Aqueduct Racetrack that they were going to do that. So overnight they did that, and the next day the chemicals, the smell and the chemicals were so strong and stench-like that they couldn't use the upper levels. So as a result of that, it had nothing to do with the racing conditions or the weather. As a result of that, they had to cancel the races yesterday at Aqueduct. So because of the roof repair chemicals, Aqueduct was canceled yesterday. Belmont at Aqueduct was canceled yesterday. My assumption is the featured race, the $150,000 Glen Cove, will be rescheduled. All right, let's see what happened at Keeneland yesterday. Keeneland yesterday, an interesting day of racing. In the third race, Rich Ang came with a winner for us on the show. She's All Charm. She's All Charm got there for Frankie Dettori, paying $6.46 for the win there. Trained by Ian Hardy, owned by Godolphin. A winner in the third race for Rich Ang. Then we go to the fourth race. John Lendo's horse finished second to Trust Daddy for Tyler Gaffleone, paying $5.90 as the favorite there. Then we get to the sixth race where Gaffleone gets his second win of the day aboard Fancy, trained by Brendan Walsh, paying $3.42 there. A lot of favorites yesterday at Keeneland, early in the card. Then it happened. Eighth race for two-year-old maidens. Big favorite got beat in that race. The winner there was David of Athens. Tyler Gaffleone aboard for his third win of the day. He and Brendan Walsh had two wins on the day. They won the sixth race with Fancy, and they got together in this race with David of Athens. So Gaffleone and Walsh, a double with each other, Gaffleone's third win of the day at that point. It was a first-time starter, and the horse paid $47.72 for Gaffleone and Walsh. Then we get to the featured Sycamore at a mile and a half on the turf. The winner there was Highway Robbery. Yes. Tyler Gaffleone again there in the saddle, got his fourth win of the day in the feature for Brian Lynch, paying $7.18, outrunning Bold Act and Utah Beach. The mile and a half was run in 2 minutes, 26 and 8/100ths of a second, which established a new course record. So remember we were talking about yesterday about they overwatered the grass course the day before, and that the turf course conditions was good and not fast. Well, they dried it out because yesterday in the featured race at a mile and a half on the turf, they set a new course record. At least a highway robbery did, 226.08 one-hundredths of a second. Okay, and then finally in the last race, another big winner, Bah Humbug wins and pays 46.20 with Luis Saez aboard. And so the pick six did pay quite a bit with all those favorites, but you had those two long shots in the last two of the last three races. Pick six paid $32,195.45. The pick five, the last pick five there, $7,605.14. And remember, we were talking with Jonathan Hardoon about how the pick fives also have consolations there at Keeneland. And a lot of them don't pay much. But the consolation, if you had four out of five in that last, paid $30.97. Big day for Tyler Gaffney and, by the way, Brendan Walsh as well. And then at Santa Anita yesterday, let's see. The 1-2 favorite in the first race went down. Winner was Glacial Rim for Ricardo Gonzalez and Mick Ruiz Sr., paying $11.60. So that started the day. The 1-2 favorite got beaten, the opener at Santa Anita. Umberto Rispoli got a win in the third race at $5 even for trainer George Papapodromo. Fourth race, Seb Glatio, Seb Aglito, wins for Umberto Rispoli's second win of the day. That was Phil D'Amato. He won that race, which means now D'Amato is sitting on 999 career wins going into today. He had one winner yesterday. It was in that fourth race, paying $5.60. Rich Eng's horse, Night Out, finished third at a big price and got in all sorts of trouble in that race. If you watch the replay, trouble trick for that horse. All right, then we move to the fifth race where the winner paid $4.80. The early pick four paid $10.15. And the early pick five paid $50.10. A lot of favorites, except for that first race in the opening five at Santa Anita. Sixth race winner, John Lindo came with Nenny Diamond. Nenny Diamond with Juan Hernandez aboard, paid $4.80, bet down from 5-2. John gives us a winner there. And then we wrap it up with the eighth race winner in Nahani Flavor, Lahani Flavor. Wins for Umberto Rispoli's third win of the day, paying $6.40. The $2 pick six yesterday, $2 pick six paid $708.80 in the pick six for $2 at Santa Anita. Delta Downs had those Louisiana State Bred Stakes races. The Louisiana Jewel won by Secret Faith with C.J. McMullen aboard, paying $2.80. The Magnolia was won by Free Like a Girl with Elio Barrera, paying $2.20. The Louisiana Legend was won by A Million Moons with Hario Rodriguez, paying $5.60. And then in the Gold Cup, the eighth race of the four stakes races yesterday at the Delta Downs, finally had a big long shot winner. That winner, Blue Cheese, with Joel Domingos aboard, paid $48.40. That's a look at what happened yesterday, but we got a lot to do today. Now, you know, Jonathan Hardoon and Jonathan Hardoon and Jerry Jakowicz will not be with us today. They're honoring Yom Kippur, and so they won't be on the show today. They did leave me picks. Both Jonathan and Jerry J left me picks for you today, so we'll have their picks, plus, of course, Rich Eng and John Lindo yet to come, and your racing menu. So we're just getting started on this Saturday. First break coming up. Join us at YouTube, South Point Studios streaming at YouTube, and hit the chat box after you subscribe, and we'll be all set, ready and running on this Saturday morning from Las Vegas. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. voted best of Las Vegas. It's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday, looking ahead to some Breeders' Cup notes, as we were talking about yesterday with Jonathan Ardoon, Todd Pletcher has decided to keep his horses where they're at right now until late in the game and then ship into Southern California at Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup instead of sending the horses out as early as he could. He's going to wait and send them out from three different locations. Pletcher has horses that are now placed right now at Saratoga, at Belmont Park, and at Keeneland. He's intending to ship those horses out from those locations on the 27th of October. And Nisos, the big horse at Bob Baffert's barns, back on the racetrack. Nisos had a workout Thursday morning of 47.35 seconds. Oh, he won't be able to make the Breeders' Cup, but Nisos is back on the work tab in Southern California. And again, the next win that Phil D'Amato has anywhere in the country, especially at Santa Anita today, will be his 1,000th career win. By the way, we will not have a show on Monday. Monday is used to be called Columbus Day. Now they call it the Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever the case may be. There will be only six tracks running on Monday, and only two tracks out of the six tracks are tracks that normally do not run on Monday but will run on the holiday. One of them is Santa Anita, and the other one will be Fresno. So the two California tracks will run on Monday on that holiday there, but there's only six tracks entirely on the menu, so we will not have a race day show on Monday, Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. But we do have a lot of racetracks to cover today, so let's go to the racing menu. This is the racing menu. We also remind you that on the racing menu each and every day, the first post times we broadcast are that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times to roll out in our race book here at South Point today. But we know that you're listening around the world on many different platforms. So wherever you're at, whatever time zone you are in, adjust it from the Pacific time zone, so it'll be right for you and you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay? All right. We begin racing today with Laurel Park. Now, Laurel Park Racetrack has the Maryland Million Day of Racing. It's all Maryland-bred stakes races. There are 12 races overall at Laurel, and eight of them are Maryland Million races. They'll roll out like this. The Million Nursery will be the second. The Ladies will be the third. And then you move to the sixth race, where the Lassie will be the sixth. The Millions Turf will be the seventh. The Millions Sprint will be the eighth. The Millions Turf Sprint will be the ninth. Maryland Millions Distaff will be the 10th. And the 11th race will be the Maryland Millions Classic. The Maryland Millions Classic, $150,000 at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds and up. Sees a field of 13 before scratches. And the morning line favorite in there, a wide-open affair it is. The morning line favorite is 9-2, and that is Feeling Woozy with Mr. Carrasco aboard. 12 races today at Laurel. Maryland Million Day. First post time is early, 8:30, just about an hour from now for the first post at Laurel. All right, then we go to Belmont Aqueduct. Hopefully the chemical stench has subsided by now and they get the racing underway at Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct, they have a first. By the way, Laurel, I do want to mention, Laurel's got a small pick six jackpot of $686. That's at Laurel today. All right, Belmont at Aqueduct. They've got 11 races today, a couple of stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The seventh race will be the Floral Park at 6 furlongs on the outer turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A full field there. And then we go to the next, well, actually, the Sands Point is earlier than that. The Sands Point is the fifth race on the card. At a mile and one-eighth on the inner turf for three-year-old fillies, the Sands Point has nine in that. And again, the 9-5 favorite there is Holiday with Manny Franco. So the Sands Point is the fifth. The Floral Park is the seventh. 11 races overall today at Aqueduct, and a first post time of 9:10 today at Aqueduct. Hopefully, we'll get everything going fine because the weather is beautiful there today. Delaware Park, they have seven races. Their first post time is at 9:30. Then we go to Gulfstream Park, 11 races at Gulfstream. Pick Six Jackpot Carryover, $7,583. First post time is 9:50 at Gulfstream. Next comes Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland has 10 races. The feature race today is a goodie. This is like the big race of the day around the country. The $750,000 Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Stakes at a mile and one-eighth for three-year-old fillies on the turf. 10 go to the post in this one. It is a good competitive renewal of this race. She Feels Pretty is the 5-2 favorite with John Velasquez aboard. But this is no gimme. QE2 Challenge, the eighth race on the card at Keeneland. First post time for 10 races at Keeneland set at 10 a.m. They do have a super high five, a regular super high five carryover from yesterday. $19,913. Keeneland's super high five carryover. Again, first post time at Keeneland today is 10 a.m. Woodbine, north of the border, has 10 races. A couple of stakes races. The $125,000 Ontario Damsel at a mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies will be the seventh race on the card, 13 to the post there. Favorite at 7-2 is Cravella di Oro with Kazuchi Kimura. That's the favorite in the Damsel. And then the Ontario Fashion will be the eighth race, six furlongs, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. The Ontario Fashion has 10 in it before any scratches, and the 5-2 favorite in that one is Ticker Tape Home with Pat Husbands aboard. 10 races today at Woodbine, and they have carryovers there. The Super High Five Jackpot carryover, $30,575. The Pick Five, listen to this now. A regular Pick Five, this is not a jackpot, a regular Pick Five carryover left over from the last racing at Woodbine. $90,543 for the Pick Five carryover today at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:10 at Woodbine today. Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. The feature race will be the final race on the card. The ninth and final, the $100,000 California Distaff at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. It is a wide open affair there. Make 11 go in that race, scratch the 12 Shamrockin', but there are 11 left to go. And the morning line favorite, Stay and Scam, is the 5-2 shot there. That's the morning line favorite with Umberto Rispoli. The first post time at Santa Anita today is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. They have, by the way, they got that 3x3 carryover, you know, the three trifectas in a row or whatever they call that thing. $5,874 if you choose to participate there. 1 o'clock, first post, Santa Anita. Northern California Racing Fairs at Fresno, Pick Six Jackpot carryover, $18,549. And a first post time of 1:45, eight races, two quarter horses will start off the races. A quarter horse stakes race will be the second. And then you have six thoroughbred races. First post time, 1:45 at the Fresno Fair. Delta Downs has nine races today. Their first post time is 2:50 at Delta Downs. Following Delta Downs comes Charlestown. It is West Virginia Classics night at Charlestown. All right, you got 10 races, seven West Virginia bred stakes races on the card. Seven of them. They'll be actually, they're all stakes race. Seven will be for $75,000. One will be for $300,000. One will be at $125,000 and one at a $50,000 purse. So all 10 races are West Virginia Classic Night, West Virginia bred stakes races. Of course, the feature is the Calvada Breeders Classic. That'll be the seventh on the card. Favorite there is Hesica at 5-2. And then the Sam Huff West Virginia Breeders Classic. That's the $300,000 centerpiece. Eighth race at a mile and one-eighth for three-year-olds and up. A overflow field of 14 in there. Big favorite at 3-5 is Jabba with a Twist. First post time, Charlestown, for their big West Virginia Classics night of racing is set at 4 p.m. Their Pick Six jackpot carryover there tonight, $55,260. Monmouth at the Meadowlands, six turf races on tap there. Monmouth at the Meadowlands has a first post time of 4 p.m. Remington Park has nine races. Their first post time is at 4:30. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al has nine races, two thoroughbreds, seven quarter horses. First post time is 6 p.m. at Los Alamitos this evening. And do not forget, here at the South Point, they bring in Australian racing, racing from Australia later on in the evening. There'll be three Australian tracks that you can bet tonight from Australia here at the South Point Book. All right, we're going to be right back. And then when we come back, we're going to have Rich Ang standing by with us. And then, of course, John Lindo as well. So don't go away. And we still have Jerry's and Jonathan's picks to give you. We'll be right back.
Tunnel to Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Race Day Las Vegas. Before we get to Rich Ang, I'm going to give you Jonathan, Jonathan Hardoon's picks. We're going to give you Jonathan Hardoon's picks right now because he's not with us today. So we're going to go to Keeneland first. At Keeneland, Jonathan Hardoon's play, he likes in the first race at Keeneland now, and that is at 10 a.m. this morning. First race, Jonathan likes the 5, Missy Saley. Number 5, Missy Saley. Is his pick 4-1 on the morning line with Irate Ortiz Jr. That's at Keeneland. Jonathan's pick first race the 5. Then we'll go to Aqueduct Belmont at Aqueduct. At Belmont at Aqueduct, Jonathan Hardoon comes in the 4th race. In the 4th race, he likes number 2 Market Alert, 8-1 on the morning line. 8-1, number 2 Market Alert in the 4th race, the 2 at Belmont at Aqueduct, and then at Santa Anita. Go to Santa Anita, Jonathan's pick, 9th race, the 11, Big Summer. That's the California Distaff, the feature race there. In the 9th and final race, he likes the 11, Big Summer, 5-1 with Humberto, Hector Barrios. Hector Barrios riding the 11, Big Summer. The 9th race, the final race at Santa Anita is Jonathan's picks. Although we don't have Jonathan with us, he has his selections for all three racetracks, Belmont at Aqueduct, Keeneland and Santa Anita, available right now on his website for today's racing. I do believe Jonathan will return with us tomorrow. All right, now let's go out to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, it's going to be exciting day for all the statebreds around the country today with the Maryland Million and the West Virginia Classics. But they have interesting cards at Santa Anita, Belmont at Aqueduct, and at Keeneland. I know Keeneland has the big race of the day really is at Keeneland, the QE2 Challenge. That'll be the 8th race on the card. How do you see that race?
Well, this is kind of the calm before the storm. You know, the Breeders' Cup is in 3 weeks. You talked about Jim McKay yesterday starting the Maryland Million, and I had a chance to work with Jim during my days at ABC Sports. Mm-hmm. And Jim was a very, very nice man, Ralph, and he was a very forward thinker. He loved thoroughbred horse racing. And so that germinated an idea that went from coast to coast. But it should be a good day of horse racing these next few weeks, and then the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar.
All right, we're going to get, again, let me give a college football pick from you first, then we'll get your selections. And then at the end of your segment, I'm going to remind everybody a phone number that they can call if they want to get the Daily Racing Form Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition. So get your pencils and papers ready if you don't have that number yet. Football.
Football, I tell you what, Ralph, you know, the big games are going to be between Ohio State and Oregon. I'm not going to give a pick on the game, but it's really the game of the day, two teams in the top five. The game I like is a little later on in the day. It's Washington traveling to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. It's scheduled to be a Big Ten game. Mm-hmm. Washington's a bad travel spot for Washington, Ralph. 2 weeks ago, they had to go to New Jersey to play Rutgers. They thoroughly outplayed Rutgers but lost the game because of some crucial turnovers on their part. Last week, they had a rematch of the national championship game against Michigan at home, a very, very emotional game for Washington, and they won that. That was the game I gave out, actually, on the show, Ralph. Yeah. It was Washington. But now they got to travel to Iowa, and I think this is really a tough, tough travel spot. Iowa plays great at home. They're one of the top home defenders in college football. They're -3, Ralph. Let's go with the Iowa Hawkeyes, -3 over Washington.
All right, Richie, and now we'll get to horse racing. You got two sheets today available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites, Keeneland and Santa Anita. Keeneland first.
Race number six, Ralph, is a 6.5 furlongs, optional claimer 100, and the heavy favorite is going to be number 4, Giant Mischief, coming off a long layoff for Brad Cox. Legitimately is going to be even money or 4-5, but I see a lot of layoff lines in this horse. And so if this horse doesn't get the job done, I'm going to try to upset with the number 8, Gold Luck, on the outside, 12-1 with Francisco Arrieta. This horse has won 4 of the last 6 starts, has won a couple of them at Churchill Downs. So that's good company, Ralph. If I can get 12-1, I think this is a live long shot in the sixth race.
All right, Keeneland, sixth race, number 8. Good luck, the 8 in the sixth race. A nice 12-1 on the morning line, Richie. Okay. All right, let's go to Santa Anita now.
Race number 5 at Santa Anita is 1.125 on the turf course. And the horse that I'm going to go with is the number 2, Escape Artist, Umberto Rispoli, riding for Michael McCarthy. This horse has a great resume at Santa Anita. That's one of my selling points, Ralph. 5 starts on the grass in Arcadia, 2 wins, 2 seconds, and 1/3. 5-5 in the money. 6-1 is a square price for this horse. That should close. Number 2, Escape Artist in the fifth.
Fifth race, that's the anchor race of the early pick 5 and early pick 4. In the fifth race, the 2, Escape Artist, the 2 in the fifth at Santa Anita. Now, Richie, the Daily Racing Form Advanced Edition of the Breeders' Cup will be coming out, and the folks here in town or anywhere else in the country can't get to a place where they normally get it. They can call your office, and you'll be able to mail it out to them on the day of publication. And the order to order the Daily Racing Form through the Racing Form offices here in Las Vegas with Richie, the number is 702-261-9400. 702, that's our area code, 261-9400. Give a call, and they'll get you all the vital information and send it out to you as soon as it comes off the presses. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with John Lindo and Jerry J's picks. And don't forget, Sports by the Book is right on the heels of us right here at the South Point Studio Streaming Network, and they got all of what you need to know about today's college football action. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the Showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Before we get to Jerry Jackwitz picks and John Lindo, Jonathan Ardoon's pick at Belmont at Aqueduct was scratched. Market alert is scratched out of the fourth race. I'll give you a replacement for that and my interpretation of how Jonathan sets up his sheets. So go to the ninth race. Jonathan likes the four Mama's Gold as a key horse on the day. So in the ninth race, take the four Mama's Gold as a replacement for Jonathan Hardoon's pick at Aqueduct. Now we're going to get to Jerry J's picks. Jerry J at Aqueduct. Stay at Aqueduct. Jerry J in the 11th race likes the eight Snooky Bear, number eight Snooky Bear. And the link-ups are 1, 3, 5, and 7. 8 over 1, 3, 5, 7, and reverse. That's Jerry J's play in the 11th race at Aqueduct. And at Santa Anita, Jerry J comes in the second race with his selection. In the second race at Santa Anita, he likes the 2, Chasin' Money. The 2, Chasin' Money. Link-ups are 1, 4, and 5, and reverse. The 2 is his selection in the second race there. I want to remind everybody again, power pages for all of San Anita and all of Belmont at Aqueduct are available today at jerryjspowerpage.com. Let's go out to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. A lot of action going on. We got our guys on set now getting ready for Sports by the Book. But taking a look at the races across the country, I guess the QE2 Challenge is the big race at Keeneland. I know you have a sheet both at Keeneland and Santa Anita today, full sheets for Keeneland and Santa Anita, available only here in Las Vegas at the South Point, free of charge, the Linda Report for that. How do you see the QE2?
It's an interesting race. The mile and eighth for three-year-olds and grade one, you know, I think the favorite will be number three, She Feels Pretty. I'm not sure she's going to want the mile and an eighth. That's the thing about it. She adds blinkers today. She's been kind of waiting on horses at the wire and getting beat a little bit. She's a very good filly, but I just think at a low price, she might be vulnerable in there. I like the European Invader, number 5, Soprano. She comes off and she has shown she can handle firm turf overseas. The turf is very firm at Keeneland right now. There's a lot of quality here, and I think this race sets up for a shipper. She's 7-2 in the program. I like her, and maybe give a long shot look to number 8, Pounce. This race does not have a ton of early speed. This really has come from off the pace a few times, but if they want, they can put her on the lead. I would love to see them put number 8, Pounce, on the front end, try and back this race up and turn it into a quarter-mile sprint, and she's got a long-shot chance if she does that.
Well, Mr. Jose Ortiz aboard, he knows how to ration speed on a horse, that's for sure. So Pounce may be the horse Pounce is on this field today as a long-shot at 12-1, but you like Soprano in the QE2 Challenge at Keeneland. John, Southern California, we're waiting for Phil D'Amato to get one more win.
I don't think it'll take too long. he doesn't go into too many slumps.
Probably by sunset today, no doubt. That's for sure. I want to remind everybody that John Lindo's Linda Report also has a coast-to-coast pick 5 selection between Santa Anita and Gulfstream on his sheet as well. What do you see? Let's get a pick of Keeneland and then one at Santa Anita.
All right. First of all, let's go to Keeneland, race number 7. In the 7th race today, I like the video workouts of number 6, Keepsake, for trainer Brad Cox, a filly that's done very well in team drills. And I like the way she finishes. I think she has some speed, but I also think she'll finish. She's 3-1 on the morning line. I'm going to work around her in that late pick 5 at Keeneland. So number 6, Keepsake, race number 7 at Keeneland.
All right, 2-year-old fillies going 6 furlongs in the 7th. You like the 6, Keepsake. Keepsake, the 6 in the 7th at Keeneland. And now we go to Santa Anita.
Yeah, Santa Anita, let's go to race number 8. Number 2, Malibu Rocks, had a rough trip, kind of got bounced between horses coming off the layoff on the turf last time. He can handle dirt. He's got tactical speed, and there's some suspect speed in this race where I think maybe he just sits behind, tucked in on the inside. If he can work out that kind of trip at 6-1 on the morning line, he's got a good chance to pull the upset here. So number 2, Malibu Rocks, race number 8 at Santa Anita.
8th race at Santa Anita, the 2, Malibu Rocks, is John Lundo's pick at the Santa Anita, the 8th race, the 2 horse. And, of course, as I said, you can get the full Lindo report for all of Santa Anita and all of Keeneland Racecourse with selections in every one of the races, a suggested late pick 4 in both racetracks, and the Santa Anita sheet will also have a coast-to-coast pick 5 suggestion between the coast-to-coast pick 5 picks at Santa Anita and Gulfstream. All of that, plus all the goody information that we talk about, is available right now here at the South Point only in Las Vegas, only in the gaming capital. You can get the Lindo report for both Keeneland and Santa Anita today free of charge here at the South Point Racebook. Why? Because they love horse players. That's why. And, John, I know that they also like sports players as well. And so we are about ready to turn this desk over to our key guys that are going to handle all of that sports action for you, especially college football today. And, of course, that is Jeff and Alex with the Sports by the Book. Guys, lady, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Jeff, big game today, Ohio State, right?
Well, it's weird to say on a day where the Red River rivalry is right in the middle of the day, Texas-Oklahoma, and it's probably, to me, the fourth biggest game of the day. It's kind of crazy. It just shows how good this slate is. You mentioned it. Ohio State goes to Autzen Stadium in Eugene to take on Oregon. Mm-hmm. Amazing game. Short line as well with the Buckeyes, a road favorite. We'll break that one down, of course. LSU and Ole Miss play a mega important game in the SEC with both teams already with a loss. And I know we have a lot of Southern California fans out here. USC's basically playing for their lives today. If they lose, they're done. They're not getting in with 3 losses. They basically have to win out in order to have a shot at the college football playoff. They get a shot at Penn State today, who's looked as good as anyone in that conference
and
so far.
Right next to me, Alex kept nodding her head, yes, 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 everything you said. Anything different that you could see?
I will just say I think today is a great parlay card day because there's some numbers on here that have moved drastically. And I actually put a little one in for you guys for the race day crew here. Oh. So hopefully you like those sides. There's only one favorite on there, and that is Iowa -2.5 because it is 3 just about everywhere.
And you know, our guy Rich Eng picked Iowa today as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's all right. Not a bad thing. Now, you guys are going to go over all the college football games, though, but those cards are available here at the South Point, right? They've got a whole bunch of them.
That's right. South Point and Rampart, and Chris does a great job. He's been doing these parlay cards for a long time.
What? Go ahead and tell me.
This one is Ty's win.
Okay.
This is a half-point card. Mm-hmm. Reverse teasers. I mean, you've got...
Yeah, Sean does a good job of making it fancy on the desk just for us. The reverse teaser that Alex mentioned is just NFL. It's always the hardest one to win. It's a reason that 7-7 pays 2,000 to 1. And I know that Chris and Vinny would be upset with us if we didn't mention, of course, week 1 parlay card, Ralph, one of the best things we had done here at the South Point. Uh-huh. They're doing it again for the final week of the college football season. The card's already out. For November 30th, rivalry jackpot card in college of Michigan, Ohio State, Louisville, Kentucky, Notre Dame, USC, Texas A&M, all available here. Only $5, as many cards as you want. $25K guaranteed. If week one's any sign, this thing's going to go well north of $25K.
Now, come on, folks. All this great stuff is happening here at the South Point. They get you the Lindo report for nothing. They get all of this stuff offering you an opportunity, if you get lucky and shake it out right, to make a lot of money. And you get to enjoy
the sports and the horses in separate rooms and really enjoy it all. John, you know, it's one of the greatest places to come to watch horses and sports.
Oh, it's fantastic. And remind me, when I come out there for the Breeders' Cup seminar, I'm grabbing some of the parlay cards. I'm going to get in action before I leave.
That's for sure. Do you have a team that you're watching today, John?
I'm going to be optimistic. I'm rooting for the overs on LSU-Mississippi.
LSU-Mississippi over. He thinks it's going to be a shootout. I will say this, that USC, by the way, is on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM. And you guys are right. USC really gut check time. They got to win out, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that was just by any stretch, a horrendous loss. Losing to Michigan's one thing. You can't lose to Minnesota. You just can't.
Now, John, you and I both know that we are going to lean on these guys now when we get close to the Breeders' Cup. We got to get some of their picks for Breeders' Cup. You guys got to use your handicapping talents and your framework that you use for sports and read out a couple of nice horses for us during Breeders' Cup. You do that, huh?
We'll do our best, but we like to lean on you guys for the horses, that's for sure.
Is Sierra Leone going to run in the Classic?
John, you think Sierra Leone will make the Classic, right?
That's his next stop. He is planning to go. From what I hear, Chad Brown says he is a go for the Classic.
Yes, Sierra Leone will.
Well, then that will be perfect. I'll bet Sierra Leone will finish second, and it'll be perfect. Well, that's just the way it'll be.
All you solve that problem in cash, wheel them to place, my man.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, but then he'll somehow finish out of the top three. Yeah, he'll finish out of the top three altogether.
The lament of horse players, that's for sure. Stand by. Alex and Jeff are next right here at the South Point Studios site. In the meantime, John, since Jerry isn't with us, you got to say it, buddy.
Have a great race day, everybody.